Now we're joined by John Bishop, the Fayette boys basketball coach. And coach, you had a couple games this week, first against Knox County and then against Scotland County. Can you tell us how those games went for your Falcons?
Yeah, it was rough, just to be truthful. We needed to do better. We didn't come out real strong. Give a lot of credit to Knox. They played a really solid basketball game. I thought our energy was very low. I don't think we communicated very well. And they just really played well. They're kind of on a hot streak. They had won the North Shelby tournament on Saturday and then turned around and played us on Monday. And just shot the ball pretty decent but attacked the basket, and we just didn't have answers. And we played really flat. And we were kind of out of rhythm offensively, but one of the ways you kind of combat that a little bit is to play better defensively, and we just didn't do that. And so they beat us 54-33, and then we're supposed to go to Western on Tuesday. That got rescheduled. Then Wednesday had a bunch of snow and was off, didn't have practice. Then Thursday we started a fundraiser here at the school, one of our major fundraisers, a 5th and 6th basketball tournament, and so we didn't practice there either. So tonight I knew coming in we were going to kind of be a little bit, thrown off our rhythm a little bit. But we started all pretty strong. We played with some really good energy defensively. And to be truthful, I don't have my book in front of me. I thought I did, but it's out there. But early on in the quarter, probably 3 minutes left in the quarter, Kyle Sleeter was able to get his 1,000th point of his career. He's a junior. He was all district last year. He's a heck of a player and a heck of an accomplishment for him. He ended the game unofficially with 16, so kind of paced us there for a little bit. We were up about 9 at half, came out in the third. We had court warming tonight, so we came out in the third. And probably just needed to find some rhythm early. Kind of credit to Scotland. They kind of beat us inside in the second half, rebound wise. Kind of did a really good job pounding it down low. So I think we struggled with that pretty bad, but we found some ways to hang on, and we ended up winning 57-50 on court warming night. Grant Himmelman was our court warming queen. Excuse me, king. That's kind of rough on it. The coach is treating it that way. But anyway. Had a really nice night. Really proud of these guys for getting a win. We're 9-8 on the season, 2-2 in the LNC, and we're gonna face New Bloomfield, a non-conference game on Tuesday. Then we go to West Strand for our makeup game on Wednesday, and then we got Marceline at home on Friday of next week. So we got another big week. A lot of reschedules, just like everybody else. A lot of snow. A lot of things affecting our kind of rhythm. But we're gonna have to figure it out and find it. So I'm proud of these guys for getting a win tonight.
Well, back to what you mentioned earlier, you said that Kyle Sleeter scored 1,000th point of his career tonight, and he's just a junior, so he's obviously putting points up in bunches. Does he do that in the paint, out from downtown, or how does he get it done?
Oh, no, he's a shooter. When he gets off the bus, he's in range. So we're real proud of him. He works on his game. He's a gym rat. When he showed up last year being my first year with him, you could just tell he was different. He handles the ball really well. There's still things he needs to learn. There's still things he needs to kind of get after and try to do better at. He really lately, in the last couple of weeks, he's done really well driving and kicking. I mean, he gets closed out pretty well and doubles pretty well. I mean, he's averaging almost 21 a game. So, guys just know when they play us, that's the guy you got to guard. And so he gets doubled frequently. He gets, guys that close him out pretty well, and a lot of teams collapsed on him, and he's looked to kick out really well. Now, one thing we've got to do as a team is look to make those shots and knock down those shots after that happens. And so we're working on that. But it's a credit to his work ethic. He's a basketball nut. He just wants to be in the gym, wants to be on the floor, wants to have the ball in his hand. So I think that showed tonight a little bit, especially early. I think anytime somebody is eclipsing that milestone in their career, you get a little bit nerve-wracked for a couple games. You kind of have you're a little bit off maybe, and he battled that as well. But you can tell once he kind of got it, it was a little bit of a relief. And maybe now this will be nice for next week. He can kind of – it'll free him up a little bit, and maybe we can see some big nights from him.